Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Spock is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Keita is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's a speaker, an author, a publicist, a communication strategist, and our happiness expert. She is the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness and one of our favorite Torontoans. Keita Spock, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to be here. Happy spring, everybody.
How about that? Spring. It has sprung. I couldn't. I'm sorry, Keita. I couldn't resist saying that. Spring has actually sprung now, hasn't it?
It has, big time. And we've been just talking about the weather, and it's certainly cooperating.
Yeah, boy. This is a record spring, I think, in my lifetime, Keita. And I've lived a long time. And for to have this kind of weather, this kind of warm season that we're having, is really amazing. And you know what, Keita? It makes me happy.
It does. And you know what? We're going to be talking. I think I've got five very quick items I'd like to bring up.
All right.
This spring day is perfect for talking about them.
All right. We're talking about. So this is spring cleaning for happiness, right, Keita?
That is correct. That's right. It's going to make, there are five little items and that you can think about, and I think they'll put here's a pun, put a spring in your step.
Okay, folks, we promise, no more of those. Go ahead, Keita.
No more of those, and here we go. So the first one, be thankful, and we've talked about this before. So we're going to thank everybody and thank ourselves for this great weather and get out there and enjoy it.
You know, I'll tell you, that's such an important thing to think about. That we run, you know, we have all these things that fill up our lives. All the new technology, all the new connectivity, all the new friends who now like us, you know, and Twitter and all the other things. We have all this stuff that fills up our lives. I wonder how often we just slow down a little bit and just sort of take a deep breath and look around and say, you know, thank you for this. Thank you for life, for family, for friends, for things that are not, that you don't plug into a wall. What do you think, Keita?
I think that all those things are so, so important, Jim. In fact, one of my other items is value people above things. And when we are thankful, we start really looking at these things, people, the events, our families that surround us that really mean a lot to us. And when we value these things and people, we become happier for it.
Well, that's exactly right, because I will tell you this, as you get older, those people become more important than the things.
They do, because who's going to give you a big hug when you're feeling down?
Yeah.
It's certainly not going to be your iPad.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. The other thing is, is be grateful the same as being thankful? Is that another one?
Yes. Being thankful, because when you're thankful for something, it automatically puts you in that realm of thought or in that state of mind.
So grateful, being grateful is the same thing, is similar to you to being thankful.
Yes, it is.
Well, the reason I say that is when you say be thankful, that doesn't necessarily to me mean, that's almost like a prayer, be
mm-hmm.
thankful. But if I'm grateful, there's a human being on the other end of that gratefulness. You know what I mean? When I'm grateful for something, I tell this to young people when I talk to them, when I talk to college students, you know, I say, you know, as you go into the marketplace, when people help you, when someone mentors you, whether you have a discussion about mentoring or not, but if they take the time to teach you something, if you're standing on their shoulders in any way, be grateful for that. Be grateful to them. In other words, don't just be thankful quietly, but be grateful to them, not quietly. What do you think?
Yes, I do. And the segue to that is to thank them. So
yes,
that the
yes.
gratefulness then becomes the action
mm-hmm.
of giving thanks.
Yes.
So yes, we're definitely on the same wavelength here.
All right. What's next?
What's next? Pick a cause bigger than yourself. And you know what? In terms of spring cleaning or looking outwards, perhaps there's a canvassing that's going on that you can be a volunteer. Maybe the school needs a reader. Perhaps you want to get out and get your exercise regime underway in the morning. So pick a cause. Pick something that is bigger than yourself, Jim, because when you do, you stop thinking about yourself and your needs and your problems, and you go outside and you go, how can I help?
One of the things that's been interesting to me to observe, Keita, over the years are the people that I have known that have focused their whole life on themselves. And they did a pretty good job. I mean, they were very successful. They made a lot of money. They had a lot of notoriety, a lot of things, you know, going for them in a worldly way. But all of a sudden, they started showing up at a church that where they'd never gone to church before,
mm-hmm.
ever. I mean, never go to church. All of a sudden, they show up and they've got this. I've got all this stuff, but I'm still missing something. Look on their face. Or they show up you find them volunteering for something. These are people in their 60s, maybe.
Right.
You see them volunteering, and I mean, I've watched these people. You don't need to go through your whole life just living for yourself. You need to have something greater than yourself to be part of your life.
Yeah, and one can also call that, some people call that purpose. You know, finding the sort of the objective or the goal in your life. So it's all mixed together, if you like. But you've got to step out of yourself to go to that external. And once you do, then that becomes bigger, and you'll be amazed at how much satisfaction, fulfillment, and happiness it brings you.
You know, the other thing, you've heard of familiarity breeds contempt.
Yes, I have.
The more time you spend with yourself, the more time you spend, you know, worshiping yourself, eventually the contempt starts coming in, and you start realizing, you know what? I'm not as cool as I thought I was. There's something else out there. Keita, give us your website, please.
My website, tippingpointtohappiness.com. Come visit.
And we're going to do more of this after these messages. We got at least two more of these great ideas that Keita has. Stay with us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Keita Schmock is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.